An 8 DBF. I don't know. I kind of fall in the middle on that. I got a buddy who was a detective for last couple years, and he told me a story one time. He was out on surveillance, just kind of walking on foot and radioed in, and he said, like, 20, 30 seconds later, he heard his voice on some guy's phone walking down the road, listening to them at, you know, while they're doing surveillance. So that would make me pretty uncomfortable if I was in that situation, especially, you know, as an undercover. But, yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe for traffic, I would like if traffic wasn't encrypted so I could just listen for it, because I think that's a bunch of crap the way these guys sit. Like, I'm flying up 53 right now, and I guarantee there's going to be a cop under the underpass. And it's just BS, in my opinion. It's like, just go do something useful instead of writing tickets. But I think sensitive stuff probably should be encrypted, because the bad guys are getting smarter, or they're just getting better tools is probably more than likely. Like, I don't know if you've seen all the Ice Watch people. They're all using Meshtastic now to communicate, which is good in theory, I guess, but I imagine the federal government's more than capable of cracking that encryption to pick up those communications. So I think encryption has a place and a purpose, maybe not everywhere.
W8RIT. Yeah, I think I can kind of agree with you. Maybe we should be discussing, you know, the details of that, and then maybe some changes in policy for that. No, I wasn't aware that they were using Meshtastic. Getting a little bit technologically advanced, I guess, here, but that would be a little bit haunting. I don't think I would be too favorable for that. And part of it, though, is, you know, I think, yeah, if your ambulance chasing like that, then yes, you should be punished somehow. But the other part is, you know, for example, your buddy who is on duty, he's already doing something else, you know, another task, which he was, you know, assigned to, and he may or may not have been able to stop doing that to accommodate, you know, punishing the other person who is doing the ambulance chasing. So, I've heard that from, you know, Sheriff Wishard, you know, given some anecdotal experiences that, you know, stating that, you know, a lot of the deputies have had experiences with people, you know, following them and such, you know, with the use of the scanner radio. So I think in cases like that, yes, you should be punished, because that's not the proper use of it. And I would also like to let them know, to kind of counter his anecdotal side of it with other anecdotal stories, you know, because I've been interested for, gosh, 40, 50 years or so for scanner radios, and have read about, you know, quite a bit of different experiences in, you know, different radio hobby magazines, like cases and monitoring times. The times that they made mention that, you know, there have been some good uses that come out of scanner radios by civilians to help out with police. Like, there was one just pretty simple. It was just a guy who was listening to, I think it was some kind of police chase. Somehow the police lost the car, and he happened to see the car with the description, pull up in front of his house, and he's like, "Hey, you guys lost the car. I know where it's at." And he was able to